The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Are you living in pain? Is it joint pain or muscle pain? If so, stay tuned. Welcome to Living Pain-Free with Dr. Mark Darrow from the Joint Rehab and Sports Medical Center in West Los Angeles. This is the program that can give you effective solutions for the pain that you've been living with. Dr. Darrow is a medical doctor board certified through his studies at UCLA, and Dr. Darrow uses stem cell and platelet-rich plasma therapy to heal your body. He teaches about the use of stem cells, PRP, and prolotherapy. Today's program could open up a new life without pain for you. To speak with Dr. Darrow, call 866-870-KRLA. That's 866-870-5752. Ask for a copy of Dr. Darrow's book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy. Now, here's Dr. Darrow with his co-host, Nita Valens.
Hi, Dr. Darrow.
Hello, Nita Valens. How are you today?
Terrific. How about you?
I'm living it up. What do you think?
Yay. So I guess the next thing we do is you get to teach our listeners how to live it up and be pain-free from an orthopedic point of view.
Yeah. Well, Tila's on the phone from Alabama. We're going to get to her in a second.
Okay.
So, Tila, don't hang up on us. Today we're going to talk about using stem cells and platelets, PRP, and it's a way of healing and regrowing tissue in the body instead of cutting tissue out and doing surgery that, in most cases, in my humble opinion, is very unnecessary to do. So be careful before you jump into a surgery, which I did when I was in medical school because I was doing surgery. I was very excited about it and turned out was not a good thing for me. And I had about 4 years of misery after that surgery. And then I learned about regenerative medicine. I injected myself, and I was healed overnight. That's not typical, let me tell you that. Usually it takes more than one treatment. It can take one, but I was very lucky. That woke me up and did my wrist, which was a golfing injury. The shoulder was a weightlifting injury. And both have been healed for many, 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 many years, and I'm very happy doing sports all the time. Nita, you got a lot of noise back there. So we're going to go to Tila, and a friend of hers wants to refer someone, another friend with pain. Let's hear it. Tila, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. I am off the charts in God's economy. Thanks. How are things there?
Living it up. So where are you right now?
Well, currently I'm in Alabama, but I'm in different states all the time, but I just happen to be in Alabama right now. Sometimes okay. I'm in Georgia, sometimes I'm in Texas. So I kind of get all over.
Well, we call you a jet setter, huh?
Well, I'm actually a personal servant.
Good, good, good. What are the pain issues that you have or your friends have?
Well, okay, first I want to tell you thank you because I sent somebody to you. He called in your January show.
Okay.
He's the dentist who is having to consider maybe not being a dentist anymore. And y'all talked for quite a while, which great conversation. And so last I talked with him, he's actually looking at trying to come out there and spend a week as y'all discussed. So I'm excited
about
that.
That's a good point. I want to clear something up on that. Many practitioners who do this work of regenerative medicine with stem cells and platelets will inject and then wait for months to do another injection. Well, if you space that out, the healing takes forever. What we like to do is treat a patient whatever day they come in, and then they come back in 2 weeks, we reassess. So we may inject them again that day. Now, if someone flies in, which I've had done, you know, people from all over the world come to see us. We can inject them every day while they're here. Every time you inject, there's another cycle of healing that takes place. And what happens when we inject is we put cells in either from bone marrow to get stem cells and platelets, or we can just take blood and get the platelets from that. And every time we do that, there's an inflammatory cycle that kicks up and sequesters fibroblasts from all over the body to come to that area to regrow the collagen. And collagen is the major constituent of cartilage. Tila, hang with me. I'm going to give out the phone number to the studio so people can talk to me live like you are. And that's 866-870-5752. That's 866-870-5752. And if you guys want to call the office, if you miss out something, we don't answer the question, I hope you're not shy and you do call. But if you wait till later, or you actually can call during the show, the office, and there are people at the office all the time, is 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300. Also, a great website, I don't know if you've looked at this, Tila, or not, to see videos of these procedures and me doing them. You can go to www.jointrehab.com. That's www.jointrehab.com. And there's tons and tons of science on there. There is research like crazy. There's research that we do in the office. We have the studies there on the website. Lots of information for to educate you and to educate your doctors. And we are proponents of regenerative medicine, which is simple injections, instead of cutting the body open and causing problems. And I'm one of those poor guys that had a surgery I never should have had. I just didn't know any better back then. And so I had a surgery in my fourth year of medical school that almost destroyed my shoulder. And it wasn't until a few years later I learned about regenerative medicine, injected my shoulder myself, and healed it overnight. So what happened with this dentist that you're talking about who called in? Is he your friend and you're trying to get him to come?
I can barely hear you right now. You went a real soft on me right now. I can't hear you as well.
Okay, well, I'm screaming.
Are you? Okay. I'll try to make it work. But if you asked me something just now, I missed what you said. If you could say it again, please.
Well, what's the pain issue that your friend has or you have?
So for the next one, yes, I was speaking to someone yesterday, and yes, getting them the website and told them about that. And also the book I have from you is floating around to people. But the gentleman was telling me yesterday that he had just had an epidural, and I said, what about? But he's got several degenerative discs.
Okay.
And I said, well, I want you to check out his website, but in the meantime, I'm going to check and see if that's something that this also works on. I think it may, but I'm not 100% sure, because he does say that some people are candidates and some are not, but you've got to feel the area to know what's going on. And so I just wanted to find out.
You know, Tila, you're the one who should be doing the show. You know as much about this as I do.
I was going to say, Tila's got some education going.
Hey, Dr. Grove is on. Dr. Grove, let me talk about
Dr. Grove, yeah.
Tila, hang on. I gotta talk about Dr. Grove. I didn't know he was available here. He's not showing up on our call screening board. How is that happening? We'll have to find out later. But anyway, Dr. Grove is my associate. He's about 6'2". What do you weigh now? About 230 pounds
About 230, yeah, about 230.
230 of pure muscle. And he's gorgeous. Everybody loves him.
Now, see, Doc, I think your vision's starting to go now. We got to get your eyes checked, you know.
And, I hear it from everybody. And he was captain of the Cornhuskers on the football team years ago in college. He's done all kinds of stuff in medicine. He honestly, and I'm not BSing anybody, he's the smartest doctor I have ever met in my life, because he knows all traditional medicine. And he knows all types of different medicine. He's an expert in regenerative medicine with stem cells and platelets. He uses an ultrasound where he injects so he can watch the needle. And he has great, great diagnostic skills. So I'm very proud to have him on board with me. And he's just an amazing, amazing guy. You ought to come in just to meet him sometime. So... let me get to something here, because Tila, you mentioned that your friend had an epidural, which is a stiff injection of a steroid, which is not good for anybody. And a lot of times people have adrenal shutdown when they get that, which is dangerous. And no one has a problem that I know of with degenerative discs, okay? So just because someone has degenerative disc or degenerative disc disease or bulging disc, that does not mean they have pain. And so I am sorry to say that a lot of doctors out there are not very smart. They look at a diagnostic film and then decide what's wrong with the person when that's not even the case. What Dr. Grove and I do is we touch the body to find out where the pain is being generated from. And that often has zero to do with their MRI, their X-ray, or their CT scan, or a lot of other stuff that doctors diagnose, all these tests they do, an examination that mean nothing.
When you look at studies about this stuff, especially lumbar spine, your lower back, a lot of people with absolutely no pain are going to have problems with their discs on imaging. A large majority, if you look in the cervical spine, you're looking at probably about 40% of patients are going to be having issues with their disc with no symptoms at all. So as Doc's talking about, just because you see on an image doesn't necessarily mean it's going to correlate with your symptoms, which is a really important topic to really dive into. Because that's the majority of our conversations we have with patients, trying to get them convinced that imaging is really how you put the picture together.
Yeah, you blocked out there for a second, so I'm going to finish up for you, Dr. Grove. What Dr. Grove is saying is that you can't rely on an image to decide if you have pain, all right? And we know that for a lot of reasons. One is there's so many studies, and by the way, if anybody calls in right now, to 866-870-5752. They're going to get a copy of our book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy, Regenerate, Don't Operate. It's about 200 pages, and it covers all kinds of musculoskeletal issues. The studies in here are amazing. There's about 256 studies that talk about why surgery is not the answer and why images are not the answer, because there's studies that are done that show when images are done on people that have zero pain, they find things that look terrible, and then they get an operation to fix something that wasn't the problem. So go figure. You know, in my world, I don't really trust much other than if I test it myself. I don't listen to other – I listen to other people, but I don't believe them because, you know, I have this conversation with people all the time. Many people just aren't that smart. I don't care what profession they have, lawyers, doctors, engineers, whatever. They may know their art, but they're not very smart in terms of the world and what is practical. And all too often, Dr. Grove and I, and listen, we're not against doctors or surgeons, believe me. We love them, and we used to love doing surgery ourselves. It's a lot of fun, but it just isn't the right thing very often in orthopedic medicine. It's great if you've got a cancer, you got to debulk before you do radiation or something like that to cut out, you know, tissue that's grown and you need to get rid of it to save a life. Sure. But for orthopedics, I mean, the studies are replete that you don't operate, let's say, for knees, meniscal tears. We get people better. We have meniscal tears all day long, and we get people better with simple injections. And not just that, the meniscus is this teeny little area in the, between the joints in the knee, between the tibia and the femur. We just use what's called a 30-gauge needle. That's teeny-weeny. It's like a feather. And so it's just so simple to heal most people. Not everybody's going to heal. Dr. Grove, you want to talk about the people that don't heal?
Yeah, absolutely. So like Doc says, you know, we have an amazing success rate. The people who don't get the best results a lot of times, they get back to activity a little too quickly. Those are the individuals that we inject, and they decide, well, I'm going to go and, you know, do my 10-mile hike. I'm going to go back and play some sand volleyball for a couple of weekends. I'm going to take up 36 holes of golf, you know, a day after an injection. So it's important after you get these injections to really try to, you know, deload the area, let that tissue get a chance to heal up and put yourself in a position to be successful. Other
by
patients
the way,
who
the,
also, oh, sorry,
we,
you're done.
No, no problem, man. It's okay for us to cut each other off. We love each other. I just wanted to pipe in there for a second. There are actual photomicrographs, meaning photos through a microscope that have been taken after injections to show what's called granulation tissue. That's tissue that covers the area of the injury, and it's very thin in the beginning, and then it actually grows over time. And what happens when you're too active, like Dr. Grove is talking about, after an injection, that tissue gets beat up before it's grown. So, you know, it's like telling a little baby to run a 10K, right? It's not going to be a good thing for them. And these cells are baby cells. Other issues that cause failures, Dr. Grove, that you can think of?
Yeah, medication. So this is a pretty common trend that we see is patients come in, they're taking maybe some oral corticosteroids to help with maybe some pain. Maybe they're also taking NSAIDs. Those are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Those are your typical anti-inflammatories you're getting, like ibuprofen or Aproxen, Aleve. These are medications that don't really help with healing at all. If anything, they disrupt that healing process.
And the way they do that, by the way, is they block the inflammation.
Exactly.
We need inflammation to heal. Also, Dr. Grove mentioned corticosteroids like prednisone. That's a really powerful anti-inflammatory. So one thing to be careful of, if a doctor gives you what's called a Medrol dose pack, be very wary. There's a percentage of people that take that who end up with avascular necrosis of their hip. And I'm not sure of the pathophysiology of how that happens, but there's a very small artery that goes to the hip, and somehow or other that gets occluded. And then the avascular necrosis, what it means technically, is the bone actually dies, and then the hip has to get replaced. Not always, but sometimes. And what we find is we get a lot of people that have avascular necrosis, not necessarily steroid-induced, but just from trauma of some kind. And they come in saying, I need a hip replacement. And we go, you don't. You've got good range of motion. We can put some stem cells in there and help it heal again. And they can do very, very well. Other reasons, Dr. Grove, that this that regenerative medicine of stem cells and platelets can fail?
So we went over medications. We went over if you're exercising too much. Again, another thing is if you're getting frequent steroid injections. So if you ever get something like Kenalog injected as a means to maybe buy you time for surgery, that's another reason that we could have suboptimal outcomes with what we do.
Right. And the other reasons that I know of, not enough treatment. People come back after one treatment. They go, this didn't work. Well, it's not supposed to work. That tissue doesn't grow that fast. So you have to be patient. Sometimes multiple treatments are necessary. On my own body, which I've injected many, many times from sports injuries, I've done both my knees, both my shoulders, both my elbows, my right wrist. I've had other practitioners do my neck and back. And sometimes I'm healed overnight, and sometimes it takes months. So we make sure patients understand. We make them sign a consent form, number one. There are no guarantees to treatment. For anything, I don't care what it is, unless you're going to cut off a limb, you know, then you know that's gone. But any medical treatment has issues with it, and this is not exempt from that. So we're very honest with people. Another reason for failure with regenerative medicine is what I call a bad doctor. That can include nurses, PAs. Actually, chiropractors sometimes do these. They shouldn't be. It's illegal. But we find there's some guy down in Orange County. I won't mention his name. I've had patients come from him and say, it didn't work. How come? And I go, he's a chiropractor. He's not even supposed to be injecting you. So you got to be careful. And then really a very big reason, which is doctors are typically not trained in how to use ultrasounds. Ultrasound is an imaging that we have in the office. We have three of them. They're on carts. We run them from room to room. And Dr. Grove is probably one of the world's experts in ultrasound-guided needle injections. So that means when he has the ultrasound on the skin and he puts a needle in, he can watch exactly to, what, half a millimeter or so of where that needle is going. So it's a diagnostic tool. It's live. And what we find, unfortunately, is I don't know any orthopedic surgeons that know how to use ultrasound. There's got to be some out there, but that's not what they do. They operate. And when they start doing regenerative medicine, I don't think that's something, in my humble opinion, they should be doing, just like Dr. Grove and I should not at this point be doing surgery. You know, we're not focusing on that. We do regenerative medicine all day long. And when I say we, Dr. Grove has taken over the helm on the injections. I'm still doing management in the office. And when you come in, please don't ask to see me. You can if you want. I might be there. But it's Dr. Grove who is the main man right now. And he does a frickin' amazing, amazing job. So, Dr. Grove, I am so proud of you. I'm so grateful that you're with us. And I want to get back to Tila. Tila in Alabama, you got anything else to tell us?
Well, hey there. I was just going to say that, yes, I did tell him all the things that you say on the show. And he does understand that he would have to fly out there and see you. Also, I did explain that you are no longer doing the injections, that Dr. Grove is doing that, but that you do maintain the practice and that you're reachable by email if they want to ask any email questions. But anyway, that's all. I'm excited about the potential for him because I think he's had a lot of issues, and I'm pretty sure you guys could get him straightened out very quickly. And thanks for what you guys do. And
thank you, Tila. God bless
you.
By the way, Tila, is there any pain in your body?
Head to toe. And
oh, my gosh.
Tila, we got to get you in.
Got neck from my neck down. That's right. I've got torn meniscus. I have ankles that are bad. I have a neck that has a disc protruding through the spinal cord of my neck. And I've got my wrists are torn up from broken bones and then the issues around them. And my fingers are all locked from trigger fingers in all of them. Other than that, I just rock right along.
Let me tell you about trigger fingers because I have those from injecting for. From injecting all day long for 27 years. Trigger fingers can be loosened up. I don't like the idea of putting steroids in them. You know, it's typical. When I went to see a hand surgeon at UCLA, who I love, by the way, I refer him a lot of people. But I walk in, he walks in, his breast pocket is full of syringes of steroid. He must have had 20 syringes full of steroid. Because he walks from room to room injecting fingers. My experience, because I had him do it for me when my fingers were locked up. It worked great for 4 months, and then it came back worse than it was before. So what I learned to do was to do home physical therapy. It's a very simple process for those of you with trigger fingers or stiff hands. Because we get a lot of workers, guys who do manual labor. And this works for everybody, but you got to work it. You don't do it one time. You got to do it every day. You get a salad bowl. You put it in your sink, and you put as hot water as you can stand without scalding yourself with half a cup or a cup of Epsom salt, and you soak your hands in the hot water. As the water starts cooling down, you put more hot water, and that's why it's in the sink. And then you stretch your fingers gently. You extend them backwards, and then you flex them. And with the other hand, you rub the palm of your hand where what we call the A1 pulley is right there. That's where those tendons catch. And then you rub very firmly with your thumb on the other hand, and then bend your fingers and with your hand flex them, push them close to the palm very gently. And you will see that your trigger fingers can go away. All right?
Oh, I need to get on that, for sure. I've heard you tell that one time, but that's a little more clear to me this time.
It's like any healing technique. It only works if you work it. That means you don't do it once in a while and think it's going to work. You do it daily until you resolve the issue. It's like Dr. Grove is all pumped up. Dr. Grove, did you work out yet today?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to work out tonight?
Hey, you bet your butt I'm working out tonight.
Okay, so he doesn't have his massive physique from doing that once in a while. He's dedicated. And if you want to heal, you got to be dedicated. And for people that are injured, you know, I hear this all the time from patients or callers. Oh, well, it's too far to drive. Well, then go get a surgery and enjoy that, you know. Mm-hmm. Then we hear, well, you don't take insurance. You know, you have to pay cash. Well, what do you think is going to happen after a failed surgery? And probably at least half of the surgeries fail. What do you think you're going to be paying for? All kinds of stuff. What about losing a job because you can't do your work? We're going to the break, Dr. Grove and Tila. God bless you all for listening. I'm going to give out the phone number. Give us a call live at the studio, 866-870-5752. Call the office. Get a free consult with our staff, 800-300-9300. That's a phone consult if you call in. The website, www.jointrehab.com.
You're listening to Living Pain-Free with Dr. Mark Darrow. Dr. Darrow's practice is located at the Joint Rehab and Sports Medical Center in West Los Angeles. To schedule an appointment, call 1-800-300-9300. That's 1-800-300-9300. Dr. Darrow will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.